Thanks for calling Penguin Book Writers. You are speaking with Rob. How can I help?
Hi, I was just wondering how this one publish to you?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, loud and clear. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, no, I'm wondering how to publish through you.
All right, you want to publish through us. What kind of book do you have?
Yeah. Well, it's called Shish. It's a novel. I can read you some of it right now. Okay, so let's just go to chapter one. The quick mumble was sharp. Chapter, though, squirrely sentences kept leaping around in the air, defensively humored. You know, the dark lit room was unbearably quiet. Well, the teen sitting in the left top corner of the room tested. Well, they didn't seem particularly scary, not at first, anyways. It's my fault for, well, not understanding. An unobserved empathy close and almost whisper sentences played in the flute strings of validation. I know what you mean. Yeah, right? An almost miniaturized figure exclaimed, passion now. He was small in gesture. Childlike, silly. Yeah. Do you want to hear the rest of it?
Yep, absolutely. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. He was small in stature. The childlike silhouette carried itself up the partly shadowed wall. His presence gave her goosebumps. Not the one to get with happy delight, tension for ease. No, this was unnerving. He kissed the air with silent, stinging, assured smile. A smile of the owner to his inferior. A dust box misguided attempts at love. A smile for its underling. His neck muscles tense as he bent flying into the air, suffocating it. Where'd you go? She trying to reach to. Excuse me. She now distrusted the air, it seemed. She closed a tiny flicker of horror, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He crystallized the atmosphere again, this time with a shooting cut, questioning that part of her. Where'd you go? I guess he noticed my flicker of consciousness. Yeah, he made it run along his thin lips. Yeah. A knowing answer fills his face. Yes, I do. She drew her fingers across her legs, as with final authority, they cut across some leggings. Enough. They wanted to be strong. Strong enough. Exclaimed professional femininity. Motherly cut. Meant to show respectful defiance, a risk through uncomfortable tensions. The feminine was begging to discourage battle now, it seemed. Discouraged with knowing fright. Was the conversation turning adversarial again? Did it really have to? The snacking courage in him roared. Where'd you go when you... He rolled his eyes and lassoed the air with his rolling fingers. Zoom out like that. He captured her eyes again. She intended to flick away a shy glow of vulnerability, but couldn't. She drew a circle of him, defiant with her glass-cutting eyes, gathering in the middle of his stare to finally stand up for herself. Nowhere, he couldn't imagine, I bet. Being interesting is the price I pay for being me. And then, yeah, sure. Did you like it? Hello? Are you there? Hello? What is happening? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Okay, just hold on a second. Can you hear me? Okay, I can't hear anything. If you're interested in following up on this, just please give me a call. Just, I cannot hear you.
Let me call you back.
Can you please talk? Oh, now I can hear you. Okay.
Let me call you real quick, sir. Just give me a moment.
Did you like it?
Absolutely, sir. It's amazing. It's amazing. Your voice is breaking up a bit. I'm not sure why exactly happened. So let me give you a call back real quick. Just a moment,
sorry.
Please, okay?
Yeah, it's my phone. It's my phone. So, yeah, okay. Just call back.
Oh, sure. Just.